I believe that Viking found life, and I think that maybe not intentionally, but scientists painted the wrong picture of what happened. You know, the message was put out that Viking found nothing more than unusual active chemicals in the soil, that basically Mars was dead. And that's had a profound effect on everything that's followed, including the direction of the whole space program. So the question is, where did things go wrong? Well, back in 76, two identical spacecraft, Viking 1 and 2, landed on Mars. They both carried miniature biology labs, kind of about the size of a microwave oven. It was quite small. But they had three experiments which were looking directly for life on Mars. And they were the first spacecraft to do this. And incredibly, the only spacecraft that have ever looked for life on another planet. You know, in the 30-odd years since then, we've never sent out another probe to look for life. And that's because the mainstream science said Viking didn't find anything. So, you know, they carried out some experiments. I just want to zero in on a couple of them. One was called the label release experiment. One was called the pyrolytic release. And the agreement was beforehand, if any of these experiments found a positive signal, then we would say that they'd found life on Mars. And that was thrown out the window later on. So what the label release experiment did was it took a sample of Martian soil, it dripped some water onto it, some goodies, some nutrients, kind of like a chicken soup type of thing for bacteria. And the neat thing was that those nutrients were laced with radioactive carbon. And the hope was that any bugs in the soil would metabolize that food and they'd give off radioactive carbon dioxide, which you could then pick up with a radiation detector, a Geiger counter. And lo and behold, that's exactly what it found, a big rush of radioactive carbon dioxide, which lasted for about 3 days, exactly what you'd expect if there were bacteria in the soil. And not what you'd expect if there was a chemical reaction. It wouldn't last that long. There's no way. The other experiment, the pyrolytic release experiment, showed that organic chemicals were manufactured in the soil by something. That's kind of hard to explain without life going on. Mm-hmm. And these two together gave life signals. So why didn't scientists say that Viking had found life? Because according to the pre-agreed criteria before Viking ever left the launch pad, both of those experiments found life. The reason was there was another instrument on board Viking, which was called the GCMS. That stands for Gas Chromatograph Mass Spectrometer. And the whole purpose of that instrument was to look for organic material, anything containing carbon, basically, in the Martian soil. And that came up negative. It didn't find a single thing. It didn't find a single carbon-containing molecule in the soil. And it was used as a court of appeal, basically. So you've got two experiments saying, yeah, there's life here by pre-agreed criteria. Another instrument says there can't be life. No organics. You can't have life. But that instrument wasn't working properly. And we know it wasn't working properly. It's been demonstrated. It was demonstrated even before Viking took off, although it wasn't really well-known or advertised. But in several studies since then, identical equipment to the GCMS has been tested on Antarctic soils, on soils from deserts regions on Earth, which are similar to Mars, and it has failed to find life where we know there is life by other instruments. And so this Court of Appeal instrument was faulty. We know it couldn't have detected organic material on Mars, and yet that's the way it panned out, that scientists used that as a way to say there's no life on Mars. So the GCMS found nothing. And so what did the Viking scientists team do? They dismissed the positive readings of the other two experiments. And they said that the activity in the soil was due to some kind of reactive chemical like hydrogen peroxide, and that was that.